Hello and welcome to episode 64 of Candace. This will be my last episode before I go on maternity leave. And so I was thinking last night about what it was that I wanted to leave you all with, what it was I wanted to talk about. And then, of course, this news story began to break about Justin Bieber, international pop star. We're all familiar with him. Jumped onto Instagram to detail how he was suffering from face paralysis on his right side. He referred to this as being diagnosed with Ramsay-Hunt syndrome. It's obviously horrible. We're wishing that he gets better. But then the second piece of this is that his wife, Hailey Bieber, 25 years old, just a couple of months earlier, similarly jumped onto Instagram to announce that while she was eating breakfast one morning, she felt her right side of the face go paralyzed, only to discover that she had a blood clot in her brain. 25-year-old Hailey Bieber, a 28-year-old Justin Bieber, going through these dramatic scares, health scares. And I think that it sort of leads me to wanting to ask a very simple question to you all. I have nothing really to say, but just questions to ask. And my question is, are we stupid or are we scared? Are we stupid enough to believe that this many young people, people beneath the age of 30 years old, are dying, are suddenly getting all of these syndromes, are suddenly being diagnosed with all of these illnesses? How many people, when you were growing up, when you were in your 20s, were suddenly getting brain clots, were suddenly having their left side and right sides of their faces going paralyzed? Do you really believe, are we dumb enough to believe that sudden death syndrome for adults is suddenly taking off? Like we reported last week, that the medical community is completely mystified as to why it's happening. They have no idea why suddenly healthy young adults are dropping dead. Are we dumb enough to believe that? Similarly, are we stupid enough to believe that masking was saving lives, as they told us, that it was effective, that it was necessary, that it was safe, that we needed to be masked in order to make sure that we didn't spread an illness? And then suddenly, whoop, the masks went away and we don't hear anything. We don't see people dropping dead in airports. I traveled this weekend. Nobody's dying in the airports. Nobody's wearing the mask, but who cares? It doesn't matter that for over 2 years they made you wear them. They want you to forget about all of that. They want you to believe that the masking was necessary, that putting the masks on the face of children was necessary. Another question, are we foolish enough to believe, as Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said yesterday, that right now America is facing a historic economic boom? Do you believe that? Are you stupid enough to believe that? When you go to your gas pump, do you believe that right now we are facing a historic economic boom? When you go to the grocery store, do you register that? Do you think, wow, this is amazing. This economy has never been greater. I can feel the boom happening when I check out. I feel the economic boom. Do you actually believe the words that are coming out of their mouths? Are we similarly stupid enough and foolish enough to believe that everything that's happening in our school systems is because our government cares about the children, that what they're really after is inclusion? That's the reason they want drag time, story time, because they want children who are confused and conflicted to feel welcomed and loved. That it's the job of government educators to make your child feel loved. And they're just fighting these crazy, horrible, homophobic, racist, backwards individuals so that they can make your classroom a safe space. Do you honestly believe that? Even if you're not a fan of Candace Owens, if you are like, you know, I don't like Candace Owens, I don't like what she represents, do you honestly believe in your heart of hearts, that what the government is doing in the classrooms is about love and acceptance, masking the children, giving them drag queen story time? It's about love and acceptance. Do you buy that? Do you buy that racial tensions just happen to peak before an election cycle every single time? Joe Biden got elected. You don't hear anything about Black Lives Matter virtually. Maybe some news stories leak out about Patrice Cullors and all the shady funding, then it goes away. And then just before election cycle, it all drums up again, right? White versus black, racism, it's everywhere. Oh my gosh, do you believe that that's just naturally happening? corporations getting behind flying the Black Lives Matter flag, and then quietly they take it down and the election's over. Do you believe that that's a natural thing? Are we stupid enough to believe that that's a natural occurrence? Do you believe Ukraine waving the Ukraine flag? Do you actually believe in your heart that the government cares about Ukrainian individuals, that they pulled us out of Afghanistan in the sloppiest example of leaving a war ever, after 20 years of sending our sons and daughters to die overseas on foreign land, right? Trillions of dollars taken in taxes where nobody knows. And then suddenly we leave. And then we say, oh, it's because we don't want our sons and daughters to die anymore, only to wait a couple of months and jump right into Ukraine versus Russia. Do you believe that? Do you believe it's because your government just wants to be the good person in the world, that they're just out there saying, we have to fight every fight. We care so much about Ukrainians. Do you actually buy that? Or, here's the other alternative, are we scared? Are you scared? Is the alternative too scary for you to think about? Because the alternative, of course, is that the government, regarding Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber and all of these young people, has committed a mass poisoning of its citizens. They force poisoned its citizens. They said that you couldn't go to work, that you couldn't have a job, that you couldn't travel, that you couldn't leave your home unless you agreed to roll up your sleeve and get an injection. They put that pressure on the corporations. The corporations got behind it. And as a result, people are suffering and they're sick and they're developing autoimmune diseases. Is that too scary of an alternative for you to consider? Even bigger, it would mean that the governments colluded all around the world, globally, to intentionally depress the economy, to keep people at home, to enrich the corporations and to shrink the individual. Is that too scary of a concept for you to even stomach? Are you scared to acknowledge that it's potentially true that the government wants the exact same thing for your children? A depressing. For what? Money. Put them behind masks. For one thing. Why? Control, right? To shrink the individual. That's what's going on. Would you take a look at the transgender and you reconsider that? Maybe you're scared to acknowledge that's not about inclusion, but it's actually about big pharma bucks. That's actually about children picking their genders, going through with hormones and procedures that turn them into big pharma customers for life. Are you scared to also perhaps acknowledge that these random social causes that we pick up, Dr. Fauci, Ukraine, LGBTQ, Black Lives Matter, that all of it are just massive money laundering schemes? How much money? Billions wiped away to fight COVID. Billions wiped away to help the Ukrainians. Billions, trillions wiped away for the war in Afghanistan, for the war against terrorism, for the war against COVID, for the war against racism. Trillions erased from the economy out of your pocket and absolutely no accountability. Is that too scary of a concept for you to consider? Again, this monologue reads questions and no answers. I'm off on maternity leave, but I did want to leave you with this. If you're pretending to be dumb because the reality of what we are facing and where we are heading scares you, you should know that evil does not just wake up one day and say, never mind. It's not going to just quit because you ignore it. Welcome to Candace. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed my thoughts on that. And now I want to take a minute to talk to you about ExpressVPN. It's super important to me that my personal data is protected at all times when using the internet. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. But ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so that they can't. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. ExpressVPN works on all your devices, phone, laptop, tablet, even on your smart TV, and it's so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. I love it because I can rest assured that I'm never hacked or spied on by big tech. Get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free at expressvpn.com/Candace. That's expressvpn.com/Candace. expressvpn.com/Candace. Thanks for joining me on this segment of Candace. If you liked this podcast, be sure to subscribe and leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. To watch, listen to the full show, become a member at dailywire.com/subscribe.